Happy 250th birthday, America. I've decided to spend this semi-quincentennial as our founding fathers would have wanted me to, checking out the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I know I can find everything from ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats and stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage to best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging storage, and those signature Bobopedic seats. Because nothing is more American than a sofa that's a bed and a library and a closet. So, if you want to join me in decking out your house with the finest affordable furniture this 4th of July, why not stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Trooper Petrosky.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Oh, I like that. I got the party horn?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go.
He's got all the toys on his side of the room. He really does. Can we start with the first question of the day, which you were asking before Trooper Petrosky got here? Can you give him a note in case he gets pulled over by a police officer that as a warning?
A note?
Well, can you give me a written warning so I can... I'm the only person asking this because my inspection's out of date.
Yeah.
And I'm going today to get it. And I'm sure if I got pulled over, they'd be like... And I'm like, no, I'm on my way. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, because everybody says that. Listen, honesty is the best policy. And with that being said, during the next break, I'm going to go out and take a look and write some stuff down.
Yeah, exactly. Why not, right? Take care of it.
Yeah, please.
You all excited Trooper Petrosky's here?
Yeah, because this is where I get my get-out-of-jail-free cards.
You know what he did this morning?
I don't know about that. It's always just silly questions.
Filling out the sheet on the show, everything we're going to do today. And I said, oh, Trosky's coming in today. And you said, oh, blank. And I wondered.
Okay.
No. And I wondered why. And it was because of what he was wearing. Then he got his cologne out. Seriously.
He goes,
I just want to smell good.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I smelled good.
No, you did.
I didn't want to smell, like, bad.
Yeah.
No, I take that as a compliment.
But it was funny to see that. Oh, Trooper Petrosky's coming.
I rolled out of bed this morning and threw clothes on. It was not a... I was up late last night, so I just rolled out of bed and came here. So
what's Listen, the cologne?
Forget the excuses. I'm honored. Okay?
Yeah, you're
I'm honored.
That you're spraying down.
The cologne? Yeah. Victoria's Secret. Platinum.
Oh. That's why I like
him. Yeah, it's for him. It's good.
Only the best for Trooper Petrosky.
That's it.
Yeah. But you are here on business, too.
Yeah, believe
Camp,
it or not.
Believe it or not. Camp Cadet is coming up again.
Yes, sooner than we think. And you know what? That's a good thing because that means the weather's going to be changing.
Yeah.
And that makes a lot of people happy, except for Chewy.
Yeah, no, we want cold and we want snowy and rainy. Those are the best.
No, we do not. No, we do not.
Now, last year and the year before and the year before and the year before, we tried to get him to be part of it.
Just for one day.
Yeah, to come out there. Will this be the year, 2026, the year you participate in Camp Cadet?
I'm a little too old.
Now, wait a second. This is almost like an experiment. Okay, you're not too old.
Well, I'm not a lab experiment.
Was
here.
It last week you guys were running in slow motion? So don't tell me you can't do this stuff. All right.
Yeah, and it was a good.
That was
look,
actually
too.
Us running at full speed. What you saw?
We didn't slow that down at all.
Is that right?
That was me running.
That makes more sense.
That's my 40 time right there.
Definitely makes more sense.
All right, tell us about. Give us the dates and how everybody gets involved.
Yeah, so Troop N Camp Cadet is going to run from June 21st to the 26th. Ours is at Penn State Hazleton. Registration is open right now. You can register on our website, Troop N Camp Cadet, or you guys are going to post a flyer on your social. Mm-hmm. You can scan the QR code. It'll take you right to registration. It's a stayover camp, and a lot of parents aren't aware of that, but it is a stayover camp, stay at Penn State Hazleton. Great facility there. And it is basically an academy style for ages 12 to 15 year old who are interested in law enforcement. military or just trying to challenge themselves. This is a challenging camp. It's not a boot camp for bad kids. There's that misconception out there because the state police are running it. It's a boot camp. No, it's not. There's discipline and it's a paramilitary type camp, but it's for kids who want to go law enforcement, military, or just want to challenge themselves. We run every morning. There's room inspections. They have to make their beds. And they see
when Chewy starts to
He's out.
Yeah.
He would do great in a room inspection.
Tell me about it. If you feel like taking a ride after the show, I know a place we can go look at.
Is that right?
He's been to the ranch.
I've been there.
Have you been inside?
This was probably, what, the first or second week that you were there?
Oh, you probably had yourself all in now.
It's a whole new stuff in there.
I'll stop by. I'll do a surprise inspection.
Yeah, you should. Come on. Swing by. I just made the bed last night.
You really want to do
I always beep the horn when we drive by.
Okay, so you're one of them.
My daughter always says, Chewy's, that's Chewy's house.
A lot of people do.
Let's go throw snowballs at it.
Yeah, that was you.
Well, I'm not admitting to anything.
No. Not with a police officer in the room. So it'll be up. We'll have it up on Froggy's Facebook page.
Yes. And if anybody has any questions regarding Camp Cadet, they can reach out to me. I work at PSP Hazleton. They could call. They could email me. Let me know any questions, concerns. It's a great camp. Everything during that week is earned. Nothing is simply given to these kids. And that age, 12 to 15, they're right around the corner from becoming an adult, having to make big-time decisions. So this really helps them, not only for that week, but for the rest of their lives. And this is something they can carry with them.
Yeah, this is really good. You're not doing it, though?
How about a half a day? Yeah. Half a day, and that will include breakfast and lunch.
Dinner?
Well, then you got to go more than half a day.
Well, I'll just do the events of half a day.
What, the breakfast and lunch?
Yeah, that's the events I want to do.
Look at this guy.
Well, hang on. If you got a question for Trooper Petrosky about Camp Cadet or anything, call us 1-800-570-1013. He's using up all the questions, but I do want to, can you hang out a little bit?
Of course, yeah.
Set the mood, a little music. That is Trooper Petrosky, who is here with us.
All right. That was a good one.
All right, one more time, though. Go in through Camp Cadet to what's coming up. Age group, how to sign up, when it is.
Yes, so Troop N Camp Cadet is for boys and girls ages 12 to 15 years old who reside in Troop N's area, which is Lower Luzerne, Carbon, Columbia, and Monroe counties. Our camp is at Penn State Hazleton. It's June 21st through the 26th. It's a stayover camp all about law enforcement. It's an academy-style camp where kids interested in law enforcement can show up. They could push themselves the entire week, realize that maybe a career in law enforcement is for them, maybe it isn't. Either way, it's a good, challenging camp that they could carry with them for the rest of their lives. Registration is open right now on our website, troopncampcadet.com.
All right. And you guys take their phones, right, from them?
They have no phones for the entire
week. I think is a
We don't take
a great
them.
Way.
There's an interview process after you register, and it's explained to the kids that they're not allowed to have their phone. That's considered contraband in Camp Cadet.
Right.
So they can't even bring their phones with them. The parents love it, because they want to show kids this age that you can survive without them. Sure, you're going to miss them, but you could survive without them. So they're not even allowed to have them.
Yeah, I love it. I love it the way it
Last Wednesday when the grid went down, I hardly survived without my phone.
So waiting for that $20 back from Verizon?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I saw that they were going to put that in, and I said,
what the hell was that?
Is your buddy?
Shout out Tommy.
I know. How
Shout
about that?
Out Tommy Sartori. Great guy.
9:35. So I have questions for you with the weather. They're talking about this storm, which originally was going to stay south of us, and now getting close.
That was a curveball. I'm not going to lie.
And it looks
that
was
a curveball. That threw you off.
That
I knew.
Was a good one. Yeah,
that's why
that
I figured
good.
I'd set you up with that.
I thought we were going to get the O'Reary.
No, that's the
O'Reary. Yeah, that one. Talk about in the snow and driving. I mean, obviously, you guys got to be out there. Is there anything, because I probably do everything wrong, is there a right way to drive in snow?
So when we talk about significant snowfalls, we always say if it's not necessary, don't go out in it.
Right.
Right? Because why put yourself at risk if you think that you're going to be stuck in your house for 8 days and you need to go get a gallon of milk? Just wait. You'll survive without the gallon of milk. So, the most obvious thing is don't go out if you don't have to. But if you have to because of work or, any kind of other circumstances, number one, plan ahead. Check out the cameras on 511PA.com. It's an awesome website. You can pull up cameras for the routes that you're going on the interstates and the turnpike and plan your route ahead. Know that maybe there might be a crash, so you have to leave earlier. always slow down in that kind of weather, right? Mm-hmm. Allow a good stopping distance between you and the car in front of you because visibility might not be that good. So the car in front of you might see something that you don't see. They have to stop. Well, now you have to stop somewhat quick. You want to make sure you have enough distance between. Also, have a phone charger with you, especially if you're traveling the interstates, because we've had crashes where we have to shut the interstate down for a couple hours. Make sure you have a cell phone charger. Make sure you have a full tank of gas. Make sure you have a blanket in your car. And if you are prescribed, and it's very important that if you're prescribed any type of medication, make sure you have it with you just in case you're stuck somewhere. Mm-hmm. We've had the interstate closed for several hours over the years for different crashes. So you want to be prepared and hope that you never have to use this stuff, but you know you have it in your car just in case. Another thing, windshield washer fluid, good windshield wipers, and check your tires.
Did you hear the windshield wiper story of last week here?
I did not.
Oh.
Is this where you guys don't know how to put them on?
No, I do. Yeah. I do.
Okay.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, he does, but they both fell off.
He knows how to put them on, just not correctly.
Yeah, not correctly. But you're right. I mean, that's one thing. I guess bottled water. You know,
yes.
Keep that with you along the lines. Sounds like fun, right? You ready?
Yeah, make sure your car's inspected.
Oh.
That's a good one. Yeah. You know, that is important. Otherwise, you'd be looking at a citation anywhere from $150 to $200.
Oh. What the hell was that?
That is pocket change for you, isn't it?
I know.
All right.
I got one more for him, too. Here, how about this? Completely off topic.
Friggin' I seen smoke flying through the wall. And I said, look it, the house is on fire. I knew it.
Huh.
Shout out to Tommy.
Yeah. Trooper Petrosky's best friend.
Yeah. Trooper Petrosky from Troop N here, and we got Camp Cadet just coming up.
He's on the ball.
I don't even have your mic on yet. There's I just committed a crime. Didn't turn on your mic. But yeah, he's ready with all his toys and his sound effects over
he's
there.
He's good with them today.
Camp Cadet, for anybody maybe just joining us right now, this is for if you have kids in teen year, 12
yes,
is the lower
12
end.
To 15. Troop N Camp Cadet is at Penn State Hazleton, June 21st through the 26th. It's a stay-over law enforcement experience type camp for kids interested in a career in law enforcement, military, or just wanting to challenge themselves. It's very difficult, but it's very rewarding. It's a one-time experience. And kids who complete this, they definitely walk a little bit taller by the end of the week. They earn everything that they go through, and they have great experiences. And this is something that they can carry with them for the rest of their lives.
Does this help them if they want to then continue on to a career in law enforcement, if you say, oh, I intended, you know, State Police Camp Cadet?
So it's a building block. Mm-hmm. So Camp Cadet opens up the door for you whether or not you like this type of lifestyle. You like this kind of training. And then there's additional programs that the State Police offers. Hill Impact, that's for 15 to 18-year-olds. Law and Leadership is for 18 to 38-year-olds. These are all programs that can help interested applicants get to where they want to be, which is the State Police Academy, or maybe even push them away and say, you know what, I thought I wanted to do this and I didn't. And that's no harm foul either.
And when you get up into my age group, you must have a
early
program
40s,
for us,
right?
Too.
Yeah,
well, yeah, sure. Yeah. That ship sailed a long time ago. But you do other things. You do like, I got to say senior citizens now. For senior citizens, you have like classes you do about what to watch out for.
Yes, scams presentations, which is something that I do all the time.
You got to get him with that.
You're going to reach your quota with me.
This man not only buys every scam on the Facebook, like on Facebook and TikTok, but he like you just got to teach him to stop buying stuff on there too.
Yeah.
Because he'll be like, he's bad with it. He's talking about today how he wanted to buy some fake stuff.
I'll tell you right now, though, my electric nail clipper is not as good as me using the old-fashioned ones. Just so you know, I bought one of those.
When you call him, I can even do this. When you call him and Billy's there, and he says, this is the IRS. Send Walmart gift cards. I promise you, it's not a real thing.
Yeah, Doc. Listen, next time I'm doing one of my scans presentations in the Hazleton area, I'm going to text you.
Bring me in as the picture. I'd be the poster child for getting ripped off.
Maybe
I'll
sit down with you beforehand and use your material in my presentation.
Yeah, you're going to go, wow, you got that ripped off from that many different things.
There's no way Michelle is letting you get scammed.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, she yells at me all the time, too.
Yeah. He does it behind your back.
All my Christmas shopping was done that way. Still waiting on things to come in.
All right, don't worry. I'm going to get you fixed.
All right, thank you.
We're going to square you away.
We appreciate you coming in. We're also going to take the info on Camp Cadet, and we'll get it up on the Froggy Facebook page.
Appreciate it.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.